Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, star of Comcast Sports Network Bay Area.
Oh, oh boy, I was gonna come in with Jordan Morris, Cocaine Cowboy. Man, you topped me with the top of show surprise nickname.
Yeah, sorry, Jordan. I talk first. I set the agenda.
Sure, yeah. We can just save my shit for a couple weeks from now. What do you got?
Well, Jordan.
Yeah.
I think our listeners know that I have pretty extensive experience in the television industry.
Sure, yes.
Of course,
I can list your credits here at this point. Yeah. Short-lived IFC 15-minute recommendation show.
Sure, aired in late afternoons, correct?
Sure.
That's IFC primetime, as we called it.
Around 4:30, just before Lake Placid starts.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Lake Placid 2.
Yeah, I think we got 7 or 8 months out of that one.
Yeah. Local commercial where you were nude or in your underwear.
Yeah. Both. I did shot it both ways.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, for international markets.
Exactly.
In France, they're a little more libertine and can handle nudity in their commercials.
Yeah. Plus, you know, it will harm my movie star reputation less for me to do it that way in France. It's like George Clooney doing Japanese Nespresso commercials.
Sure. Yeah. And that's it.
Two lines on IFC's Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, okay, sure.
I once had two lines on. And I got to see.
Have you ever been in
See but not meet Super Dave.
Have you ever gotten to be, were you in Lake Placid? That's what we call the IFC hat trick.
I did meet a guy who was on All That. So I didn't meet Super Dave, but I met a guy from All That. He was very nice.
But he was having nothing to do with Lake Placid, the alligator.
I have not been on Lake Placid,
right,
or to Lake Placid, but I have seen the whitest kids you know. Went back when they had a
you
show.
Know what? Let's go ahead and give you that IFC hat trick.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
yeah. I have a new
credit.
I have a new highlight of my television career. I would say. Mm-hmm. I don't think
you know. Before we get too into this, should we introduce our guest, who has several television credits himself?
Yeah, our guest on the program is the esteemed, esteemed host of Who Shotcha, right here on the Maximum Fun Network, Maximum Fun's very own film podcast. Iffy, which one is Wadjway or Nodjway? One of the
so
first
strong.
Two letters is silent, and I always forget which one. You told me literally 90 seconds ago.
No, I've been there, though, because you second guess it. And
a
you're
strong
like, oh.
argument in favor of notes being made right now.
No, it's fine. I'm horrible with names. And one thing I always remember is my stepbrother. He would always give me shit because I couldn't say Patrick Ewing when I was a kid. He's like, how could you not say Patrick Ewing when your name's Iffy Shakuda? I was like, those don't correlate. Like, I'm not a master of names.
Listen, some dudes just can't say certain names. Let's not dig too hard into it.
Yeah, I think we've all had that same conflict with our siblings, though. Yeah. My siblings used to rib me so hard. Why can't you say John Sparks? I still can't say John Sparks. I still can't say it.
I can't spell soldier.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not exactly the same thing, but if you asked me to like write down the word soldier, I would probably fuck it up.
And the word solder is pronounced sawder, right?
Man.
When you're connecting electronic parts.
Man, you're killing my buzz, dude. You're killing my buzz. I try to come to this show with a fresh buzz.
Yeah.
Just like pound a couple of Coronaritas before I come in so I have energy, a chill energy. But
I mean, like a real Cocaine Cowboy vibe.
Thank you. But you are killing my fucking buzz.
I'm sorry. Can I get...
What?
Can I get back into the new highlight of my television career?
Oh, but do you want to pronounce your name correctly?
Oh, Iffy Wadjway.
Wadjway.
Yeah, yeah. The N is silent.
Let's go. So we know Jesse's TV credits.
Yeah.
Do you want to list some of yours?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been on At Midnight.
Sure, and,
You know, I've been on Comedy Bang Bang as well.
Yeah.
You know, I shared it because my episode was with Brie Larson. I never met her. It was just like they shot our stuff. stuff separate.
Right.
But the guy who's the stoner was in Inherent Vice, and it was new, and I was like, oh, man, you're cool.
Did you? That was more impressive. The stoner from Inherent Vice.
Yeah. Did you meet anybody from All That?
No, no All That people.
Not even Lori Beth Dinberg?
I've met her, but not on Comedy Bang Bang.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was at Disneyland. She was looking at earrings. She was going to buy earrings at Disneyland. And I was like, hey, can I get your autograph? And she was like, sure. And she wrote LB. And my mom was very disappointed. She was like, this ain't no autograph. I was like, it's an autograph.
Me, your mom knows bullshit when she sees it.
What did she sign? What did you give her to sign?
I had this like notepad. Like I asked my mom for a piece of paper, and my mom just gave me this note because she's a nurse, so she like a notepad
prepared.
Ready.
Right. Yeah. Lori Beth Dinberg, actually, from All That, I have met because she
I know her
is
as
a,
LB. Sorry.
Right. Yeah. Well, those in the know.
Yeah.
She is a regular at a Simpsons-themed trivia night that I go to in L.A. once in a while, and she wins consistently. If you want to win, you got to beat Dinberg.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. So,
have you ever
what about
Gertz?
Kel Mitchell? Is he involved in that at all?
No, Kel Mitchell not involved. Gertz and I, Allie Gertz.
I know. I just like gave her that nickname. Never called her.
No, you're on a last name basis with her now.
Yeah.
We have played before, and we have won. We have won before. Okay. Yes, we've beat Dinberg. We can beat Dinberg. We have not beaten Dinberg consistently, but we have the ability to beat Dinberg.
When the Everything's Coming Up Simpsons podcast ladies hosted a Simpsons trivia event at Max FunCon East a few years ago, I have never seen more and purer nerd love and admiration than the nerd love and admiration for the Max Funsters who had gone to Simpsons trivia. Watching Jordan do Simpsons trivia, like it was.
I'm good
like,
at it. I'm good at it.
It was like it was like seeing a local car club who had gotten to like go around the track a few times with Dale Earnhardt Jr. or something. Like it was truly like people were like it was so their eyes were dancing with this is the man I wish to be.
Sure, yes.
It was beautiful.
Maybe poor life goals, the Max FunCon audience.
Yeah.
Maybe shoot a little higher. But hey, who am I to say what to shoot for, you know?
Can I give you an example of what you should probably shoot for?
Hmm.
I took my daughter, my 8-year-old, Grace, to see the Giants-Dodgers game at Dodger Stadium last night. The Giants were in town, and she had never been to Dodger Stadium before. She and I went earlier this year to San Diego to see a game that was her first baseball game. This was her second, I believe. And last year we went to one in Anaheim. So this is her third baseball game ever, and she was really excited about it. It was really cool. We both wore our Giants stuff, and I made complicated plans inside my head to use her as a kind of human shield if shit went down. Like, you can't hit me. Drive a child.
Like, oh, you're right. Those are the rules.
Right. I'm a drunk stadium scumbag, but even I honor the rules.
I literally had a Giants hat on, and then at the last minute, I swapped it for this hat that we made and put this on my menswear blog that says dad on it. Because I was like, no one will pick a fight with a guy wearing a hat that says dad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that truly was a defense mechanism, a hat that literally said dad on it. But I was wearing a vintage Giants t-shirt from the late 80s that had their slogan of the late 80s, Hum Baby. Mm-hmm. Their manager, Roger Craig, would call his favorite players hum babies. I still don't know what it means, but you got to admit, it's a nice nonsense phrase.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice piece of business. And Gracie and I went to buy raffle tickets. She got obsessed with buying raffle tickets, and we had to walk down. And so we were standing
in
the
aisle. What are you winning at the raffle?
$30,000.
Wow.
It's called a 50-50 raffle. So half of the money goes to their like team charity, and half the money goes into a pot, and somebody wins it at the eighth inning or something like
fun.
That.
Fun. Are there lesser – like, can you go down the line and do, you know, bobbleheads?
Nope. It's just $50,000 or
nothing.
Okay. Yeah. And so Gracie was really excited. She got me to agree that I would buy her something that cost up to $200 if I won.
Mm-hmm.
It was a complicated negotiation. But she was really excited about it. We went down, we bought it, and then...
Man, it sounds like you made out like a bandit on that.
I know.
Fuck.
I know.
Oof. Get that kid a new lawyer.
Well, you know what? I bring in the heavy hitters. You know what I mean? She's fucking around with some small town, you know what I mean?
Right, ambulance chaser.
Exactly. Well, got...
You have your team.
I hire Doc Hollywood, lawyer edition. You know, that's the lawyer equivalent of Doc Hollywood from the movie Doc Hollywood.
Right. But, I mean, in this case, you're close to Hollywood. You know, never mind. You know, let's not unpack this.
Let's get out of this.
Woody Harrelson's great in everything.
Yep.
He's in that, right?
Yeah, probably.
Cool.
So a few innings later, my Twitter starts blowing up. It turns out...
You're canceled.
Yes.
Did you get canceled in the middle of a game?
I got canceled mid-game.
Wow.
Got canceled mid-game.
Well, that's the guy that got canceled.
I said something about Susan canceled. Sarandon.
He's on the canceled cam.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just, yeah, cuts from James Woods wearing a Dodgers hat and waving.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I appeared on the San Francisco Giants telecast,
mm-hmm.
And the announcers had a nice conversation about me,
mm-hmm.
where one of them said, "Yeah, that looks like a hum baby dad," and the other one said, "Raising that kid right."
Okay. And then did they say anything about your appearance on Comedy Bang Bang?
They did not. I think they felt like it would be overdoing it.
Right.
It's kind of an Easter egg that it's the guy from Comedy Bang Bang.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think there was probably a lot of people watching that Giants game thinking, like, don't I recognize that guy from NPR?
Right.
From listening to
NPR?
Yeah,
it's like when you go to see one of the, you know, DC movies and, you know, somebody says, like, oh, you know, they're halfway to Central City by now. And yeah. you know,
everybody knows that's where Mr. Mitsopitalik lives.
Right, exactly. Congratulations.
Thank you. I genuinely, like,
that's a real thrill.
I have, as someone who has worked in near entertainment for 20 years or whatever it is now, like, I feel like former Giants 20-game winner Mike Kruko saying that I was a good dad is literally the highlight of my entertainment career.
Oh, yeah. It's something I think about a lot because I'll never, like, the threshold I have to hit to get, because I'm an LA native, the threshold I have to hit to be the most famous
To be a local hero.
it's got to be like, I have to give up the like Hollywood route and just stand by the freeway and get ready to save someone from a burning vehicle. That's how I'm getting it.
So you're just hanging out by an off ramp, limbering up.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. You know, don't worry. I have, like, my reflective vest on, so, you know, keeping it safe.
And then the crash happens, and then fucking Danny Trejo beats you to it.
Yeah.
Trejo swoops in.
Yeah, if you look at the news coverage in the back, you can see me shaking my fist.
Trejo! It's like that actual, we should say that, I don't know if that story made it out into the, you know, into the world, but Danny Trejo, like, did save a kid from a car wreck.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, like, there were, like, reporters on the scene to cover the car wreck. And then I think somebody said, like, oh, I think that Danny Trejo saved that kid. And he did all of his interviews about the wreck shirtless. It fucking ruled. If you can find those local news clips and just with his, like, with his, like, wild, beautiful tattoos on display, just sitting there shirtless talking about the wreck.
And just casually tossing down one of his famous tacos.
Yeah.
Old Danny Trejo lifestyle.
Yeah, and then he said that he calmed the kid down by repeating, you're a superhero, you're a superhero. It's fucking adorable.
Wow. Anyway. That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, there definitely is an extraordinary... Like, the first time I went to a Giants-Dodgers game at Dodger Stadium, the camera, like, cut to the crowd, and there is Bryan Cranston sitting with Benjamin Bratt, and they're waving to the audience. Like, the level of celebrity above you know, E40 goes to a lot of Bay Area sporting events. Yeah. Like, if Huey Lewis is there, people are pretty pumped. You know, once in a while, a guy who was in the Grateful Dead but isn't in the new Grateful Dead thing will show up.
Or, like, I bet now it's like the guy who invented Flickr gets on the cam, right?
Yeah, it's just that Twitter asshole with the beanie hat.
Yeah.
But the other thing about that that's like pure Los Angeles, and this I went to a WNBA game the other day, and it's the same at Dodger Stadium. Like, they have wall-to-wall entertainment at a live sporting event now that includes like Entertainment Tonight-style hosts. Like, people who would host like a Race for the Supermarket type game if celebrities didn't host those now. And
Guy Fieri hosted that for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Remember that, yeah.
Yeah. So the level, like, overall, the level of quality of a guy who's hosting a trivia game in between innings at a Los Angeles Dodgers game is so extraordinarily high. They are so good at it. Like, the WNBA Sparks game that I went to that maybe had 3,500 people, 3,000 people at it. Like, there was, like, a hype man there who was spinning records and telling people to get pumped, who was so fucking good at it. It was like, this person, all of these people, like, they turned down Good Morning America so that they could host a thing where, like, Kike Hernandez says what his favorite breakfast food is.
But, I mean, I think what it is the people who were on Good Morning America but have been canceled.
Yes. It's Charlie Rose hosts all of these.
If you're a dad hat, dad, you're, you don't have a, do you have a dad hat?
I have many dad hats. They don't say dad, but they, you know, I have one that says Tokyo on it. I have Astro Boy one. I have too many dad hats.
Yeah.
Because at first it was like, I'm a dad and I got dad hats. And then it just was like, I actually like it because, like, since I have dreadlocks, my hair just is always a different size. So it helps.
You're a daughter, right?
Yes.
Does she go with you to sporting events, movies, stuff like that?
So we gave her, so she's three, and we went to the first movie with Toy Story 4. And you asked, no, we did not show her 1 through 3. We were like, you got to get with it, kid. You got to
catch up,
figure
asshole.
Things out. Yeah.
It's all about Forky now.
Yeah. Watch it on your own time. But that one was cool. Like,
it's about learning you're obsolete. It's a mournful story about learning that everyone dies and we all become obsolete.
Yeah, they never got to see like a happy Buzz and Woody. Like that. Naomi only saw the dark version. That's like, we're getting old now.
Sure, yeah.
You're just going to take her straight to Babe Pig in the City?
Yeah.
A skip regular Babe.
They have not seen Wizard of Oz. We have seen Return to Oz 10 times.
It helps. Their mother is always swapping heads, so it helps her understand that.
Oh, yeah. That movie, very terrifying.
Sure. Honestly, I watched that movie. Did we talk about that movie on this show? I watched that movie with Gracie when Gracie was going through a period where she was completely obsessed with Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Return to Oz is a pretty cool movie.
Yeah, sure.
It's pretty neat. Yeah.
I know. All those movies that we were scared of as kids, your Neverending Stories, your Returns to Oz, your Dark's Crystals, I mean, they were very, very scary, but they look fucking cool. And they definitely look like nothing else that is a movie these days.
Totally.
So it is, like, fun to watch those, even though, you know, the shit's totally puppets and miniatures and stuff.
In the sense
it, like,
that they all
awesome.
Look a little bit like a British television show.
Yeah, they definitely have that quality to them. Yeah.
Wide variety of, like, tans and browns in the tan, brown, and gray.
Muzzy. Yeah.
So first movie, Toy Story 4.
Yeah, she was good. You know, the attention span's almost there. Mm-hmm. Like, she was there, like, right around Act 3, she started being like, all right, this shit's still going. I need to jump off of something. And it's like, no, let's sit down. She's like, no.
We have an ottoman here that I can.
I think Toy Story 4 is the first movie that I took my 8- and 5-year-old to that they made it through, and also I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
That combination was, I was like, it felt like I had reached parenthood nirvana.
Yeah.
I was like, I finally, and then I remembered that probably most of the other movies I want to watch are horrible.
Yeah.
But like, I was so pumped that I liked the movie. I got to watch all of it.
Yeah.
And my children didn't cry at any point. Like, weren't just, they had their hearts torn out or like overwhelmed or.
Yeah.
What? Because, oh, that's the thing is like, you think that going to the movies is about whether it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether they have the attention span for it. Mm-hmm. And then you learn that actually, no, just being in the movies is really intense and not all kids can deal with that.
Yeah.
Sure. It is loud and dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And your parent isn't paying attention to you.
Yeah.
Maybe they've died in their seats.
Exactly.
Ivy, what is she like other than Toy Story, which she kind of enjoys?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
other kinds of entertainment do you show a 3-year-old?
She is really into PJ Masks now. That's like her
oh,
shit.
Yeah. PJ and, Masks yeah. is whack too. Yeah.
Oh man, it's like
I don't know. I'm not familiar with this program.
It's three children who turn into superheroes at night when they
and
pop
just
on their
for the record, if you think it's because I don't have kids, it's like no, I'm too busy watching Teen Titans Go.
But
there are other children's shows that I am prioritizing above that one.
Gotta make
one
Steven Universe time.
You gotta make yeah. Steven Universe time.
Oh man, but it does get me hyped because like she's learning kind of the concept of superheroes, and I remember I was like,
it's a superhero show.
Yeah, so she's like real into it, and I passed like a Spider-Man night lamp, and she was like, Spider-Man. And I was like, okay, we're almost there.
It's Carnage.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we got to do. I know. I hope she doesn't turn into
Booster
a DC
Gold.
Baby. If she's a D, oh. if she's a DC baby, release the Snyder Cut, Dad.
Her first words were, "Release the Snyder Cut," and then Ocean Master was right.
But yeah, she's like, so. But I bought her.
It's
like,
your own fault for decorating her. Her entire house in shades of – her entire room in shades of gray
yeah, yeah.
and orange.
Yeah.
Like Jared golden Leto. Glow orange.
Jared Leto was the best Joker. Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out of my house.
I have no daughter.
Yeah, I'm making you this bindle.
Here's a bindle.
Is it a Jack Nicholson house? Is
yeah. that – Who's your Joker?
Ooh, I mean, I feel like here's the thing: is like a Hamill's great. I feel like it's a cheating to say Hamill because the animated series is like this whole one. Yeah, I think I'll go Nicholson. I feel like okay. I was a big fan of that one.
I'm going Cesar Romero because you can see the mustache under the paint.
Yeah, that is really cool.
He's like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, I'm not yeah. shaving this.
Yeah,
it took me a week to grow this back.
Yeah, he's yeah. like, no, we're
yeah.
not.
I have to go in and play the villain on Magnum PI tomorrow.
Oh man, but yeah, I bought her like an owlette costume. So I was like, oh, she'll experience her first cosplay. And she was digging it. She was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm about to blow this kid's mind. And I did the thing where you pick her up and was like, oh, now you're flying.
Whoa.
And she's like, yeah. But the thing is, when you show your kid something like that, they want to do it a million times. And sure. I was like, all right, I can't keep carrying you. Like, I'm just hold your arms out and run. Yeah. Like, that's what we did.
Oh, no, you lost your powers. Oh, shit. What happened?
Oh, no, we gotta find him. Yeah. Dad's gonna go smoke weed behind the house.
Maybe that's where the powers are. Dad's gonna be behind the house.
The power to hang out with a kid like that for a long time.
Yeah. Oh man,
a kid that age, man, I sure do not have that. Like, thank God my wife is a good parent.
Yeah,
I'm a good parent. I'm a good parent to my 8-year-old and 5-year-old.
Yeah,
and I'm a loving parent in general. And you know, I do oh, things yeah. around the house. I contribute and everything. But like the part that is really hard about having kids is just keeping your brain moving at their speed for oh, yeah. a long time. Like, it's easy to do for 20 minutes, which is what you yeah. do when you don't have kids. Mm-hmm. But, like, when you do it for 20 minutes and you do have kids, then you're like, fuck, I have to do this for 20 more minutes.
Yeah.
And then you have to do that, like, for 2.5 hours oh, or yeah. something at a clip. Like, staying in toddler brain for that long is so hard. It's impossible.
Oh, yeah. It's wild because she's, like, halfway at that point where she's, like, self-sufficient, where she's like, oh, I'm going to get into my own shit. Like, she's really into puzzles. So, like, she'll be like, all right, peace, Dad. Fuck you. I'm going to go and fuck with this puzzle. But then she'll
What puzzles are you doing?
Oh, a PJ Masks puzzle.
Okay, cool.
She's
sure, yeah.
staying
okay.
across the brand.
That's all she's interested in.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, she is, like, hyper-obsessed.
She just looks at a fucking Paw Patrol puzzle, throws it across the room, and flips flips you off.
Oh, she does not fuck with Paw Patrol. Like, anytime I switch, she's like, get this shit off.
For the best, yeah. Paw Patrol sucks.
But, I mean, you know.
You got to get with those Octonauts. That's where the action is. Octonauts are hella good.
Did your kids ever get into Blippi?
I don't know what Blippi is.
Oh, my gosh. We got to talk about Blippi.
What's Blippi?
Blippi? Blippi is something.
Isn't he one
that...
of the Pac-Man ghosts?
No, Blippi is Blinky. This guy who, like, does, like, kids, you know, he does, like, kids entertainment on YouTube.
Okay.
And he's this guy who, like, I got so much enjoyment watching him because I watched him. I was like, dude, I know he was, like, wherever the fuck he's from, he was on some improv team. He was like, guys, I'm going to try and do kids entertainment. And everyone was like, fuck you. And then, like, now he's a millionaire because he's like one of those million view guys. But it gets so good. He's,
what's Blippi's vibe? Is he a
horny
bozo? Yes. Is he chill?
Itchy?
Oh, he definitely has you're going to get canceled. but he kind of did get canceled. We're going to get to that.
Okay. Oh, shit. I love this.
Blippi shit's getting way too real.
Yeah, yes. But, like, yeah, his whole thing is he's like, hey, guys. And he, like, goes to, like, the ice cream shop, different, like, museums, and he, like, goes through all the exhibits to show
so
the kids.
So he's kind of like a YouTube Huell Hauser.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I don't have permission to shoot here. Just show it up.
So he's blowing up, right?
Yeah.
Getting millions of views, And then BuzzFeed News does a tweet, right, when he's, like, cresting at, like, the tape. Be like, hey, this Blippi guy who's blowing up, just so you know, he did a Harlem Shake video back when that was a thing where he gets shit on. And
wait, what?
He did a Harlem Shake video where someone takes a real human shit on him.
Oh, my God.
So me, being as curious as I was, like, I gotta fucking find this video.
You're known for your curiosity, Effie. Yeah.
Because, like, he said...
That's why they call you the cat.
Yeah, because the follow-up, the end of that was, I can't post pictures or video because his lawyers have already sent me a C&D. So I was like, oh, we gotta find this. And I had to go to, like, some shady-ass Russian site.
Yeah.
That I'd, like, I'm probably gonna be the reason that there's some voter fraud in the next election. Because I just fully... But yeah,
great news. We have Ify's computer.
Yeah.
Ify's Dell has joined our efforts. We have the Gateway. Gateway 2000.
Time to get Howard Schultz elected.
Oh,
different
man.
Different voice there.
Yeah. It's okay.
But yeah.
We're from different parts of Russia.
Yeah.
From the German neighborhood in Russia.
Yeah. The little cubby. You
yeah.
know? Little Germany in
yeah.
Russia.
Little Germany where everyone sounds like a Quentin Tarantino Nazi. Yeah. okay, wait. So, is he getting shit on in character? Is he as Blippi?
No, so this is pre-Blippi. He was like Mr. Gross something. Like, he was like one of those, like, kind of like shock
an, like
jock.
An edgelord?
Yeah, that was his, like, apparently brand.
Wow.
And so, like, it does the, like, they're in a bathroom and they're, like, doing the charge up and it was like, do the Harlem Shake. And he is laid on the bathroom floor and his buddy is, like, perched like a bird on the on the sink and just shits on him and it's, like, liquidy. It's
wow.
not even like a
song. Oh.
Yeah, it's
is it happening to the beat of the music?
No. The music stops and you just hear the live sounds of shit. And the
wow.
cherry on top is he chuckles and that's when you hear the Blippi chuckle.
Oh, like, that's him. It's Blippi.
Like, if I wasn't sure, that chuckle, that's the Blippi chuckle right there.
Right, yeah.
Also,
like
they're in the North American Hall of the Natural History Museum.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when Seth Rogen does a cartoon voice and you kind of can't tell it's him until he laughs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow. Oh. So... did this influence, is Blippi still producing videos?
Was oh, yeah, a... no, he still did. I think, like, it ruined maybe potential, like, deals or whatever, but
right.
his channel is still live. And,
just get a different kind of ad before you watch.
Yeah. Now it's like Charmin's really kind of come in strong.
Right,
like,
sure.
We gotta... got to nail this market down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's like my buddy's like, you still going to let Naomi watch? I was like, yeah, I'm the one who watched the shit video.
It was hard to find.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she has the ability to go on dark websites.
Yeah, I'm really into spending way too much effort on something I don't care that much about. Like I was up till 4 a.m. last night trying to get porn on my PSVR.
Okay. I PSVR is the headset.
Yeah, yeah.
My mind went to PS Vita. I'm like, good for you, still using that defunct platform. It was
that
pretty good.
Would be hilarious.
So it was.
I only watch virtual boy porn.
Oh, sure. You love those,
love those red
hot
outlines.
Reds and blacks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's hard. It's not set up for that.
Yeah, you can't just like bring the video files and use the media player. And the PSVR subreddit was very mad about this. Like,
total bullshit. That's the whole point of virtual reality.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a virtual reality thing, but when I imagine doing virtual reality, I'm imagining looking at pornography.
Yeah. Yeah. I can only pretend to be Crash Bandicoot for so long.
There was one post that's still my favorite post where someone's like, hey, I'm just trying to get the VR videos to work. And someone's like, just admit that you're watching porn. He's like, yeah, I know it's Reddit, but actually I'm using it to watch a 360 sermon. I'm like,
okay.
You should have just lied and said that you were watching porn or
a 360 sermon?
Like, why do you need to look behind the sermon?
Or what if you're just surrounded by God's love?
Yeah, it's all around you.
Okay, all around you.
It's like a miasma.
Okay,
right.
Y'all have turned me around on a 360 sermon.
Do you play a lot of VR at the non-pornographic games? Do you use it a lot?
Well, I had it at first because they had that like EVE Online like space shooter that was real cool, but like a lot of the PSVR games are like scary games, and
everything is like a doll or a Chuck E. Cheese robot jumping out at you. That is all VR,
and I don't want it. I just want to either fly or shoot or have titties in my face. Like those are the three things I want. But yeah, no,
the four things.
Yeah. They do have like a native PSVR game that's actually pretty solid because like they do some cool things where like they implement like you can be a second player on the couch watching from the screen affecting what's going on in the VR headset. So that's really cool.
It's kind of neat.
But I'm just waiting until something not scary comes out because I think the last PSVR thing that came out was like Until Dawn. I'm like, no, I'm not going to put myself through that. I'm not big wuss.
I would do like a farming sim.
Ooh,
that sounds like it'd be nice in VR.
Yeah.
We appreciate the changing of the seasons.
Yeah.
Starman farm game in fucking with the thing on, and you're going around, and you're trying to get seeds.
Yeah.
I can see that. You're trying to bang those cartoon ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but it cuts off before the good part.
Yeah. Or those beautiful cartoon boys.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You can bang either one in that game.
That's nice.
Yeah,
they let you bang whoevs?
Yeah, they don't show the member.
Right? Yeah, okay.
They don't show. I mean, I presume they kind of let you fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
And when I fill in the blanks, my guy's member is extraordinary.
Yeah.
But they don't show it.
Well, I want to take a quick second on that.
Let's take a quick second.
Because here's the thing that's been rough with me.
Brian,
with,
do we have a quick second theme music? It's like the more you know.
A quick second with Iffy.
Yeah.
Because the thing with VR porn is like lots of times it's like white dudes. So I look down and it's a white dude. So last night was the first time. Yeah, yeah. Last night was the first time I had a VR with a black dude. And I was like, cool. You know, I was like, and he had abs. And I was like,
so
okay.
You did figure out how to get it into your.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I.
You're like, we made it.
I did. So it was embarrassing the amount of steps I went through to make this work because since the native player doesn't do it, you have to get like this separate player.
There is a pocket of our audience that's like, please explain it. Please explain it. Please explain it. Please explain it.
But it's called like Little Star without the E. And it's like this player that you get, but in order to like truly like plug in the USB, you have to like pay a $5 monthly fee. So now I'm a Little Star premium member.
Oh, because holy cow.
I was like, I'm in deep now. We gotta get this working.
Yeah, we want to get in deep. We gotta get in deep.
Oh, actually, this is a good time. This week's Jordan Jesse Go is brought to you by Little Star. littlestar.com/JJGo for a free trial.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, it was...
That's not real.
But I did that, and it was like truly a just goof up from the... So the first USB stick I tried to use was this like NVIDIA USB stick that looks like a memory card, but the body of it was too fat to stick into the PS4. So like I spent like 30 minutes trying to find another...
trying to nail file it down.
Yeah.
Come on, Dirty's gonna get this done!
I did that
to the slot in my Sega Genesis so I could play Japanese Mega Drive games.
Oh, yeah.
The only difference is that the cartridges are a little wider, so I just took a nail file to the Genesis. That's the only hack I've ever done in my life. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I can play Strider in Japanese, as God intended.
Yeah, I'd love to play Strider in Japanese.
Man, yeah.
I'd love to play Herzog's Vi in German.
Right. Well, that's as, yes, I know, in the original German. Something's lost in the translation. You know, thick old hog on Strider.
God, the
He's like a cartoon farmer.
Fucking glistening.
Yes.
Beautiful. Ooh. Elegant like a scimitar.
Right. It is always weird for me when I'm playing VR and I look down as a white man and I see Crash Bandicoot.
There's a womba fruit where your dick should be.
Yes, right, exactly. And Cortex is sucking my dick.
Once you really get to fucking, you just get into it.
Yeah, that's true. I'm like, I am Crash Bandicoot. Open wide, Cortex. Time to use that big old head of yours. He does have a very big head. I'm a fan of this character.
Let's take a quick break.
No, let's keep going with this improv.
I gotta fix my USB card real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, this drive I got here needs a little filing. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Iffy, that guy without a nickname.
Man, Jordan, do you see how angry Iffy's shorts are?
They don't look angry. They look like nice shorts. What's the matter with them? Maybe I'm not getting this
mad dog on him.
Whoa. Oh.
They got some dogs.
He's like all teeth, this dog.
Yeah.
Iffy, do you have a problem when you're trying to look at virtual reality, let's say gaming, and the character isn't super yoked? You look down, doesn't have... pectorals that protrude 4 inches.
Well, like a lot of virtual reality, you look down and don't really see anything. It's really only VR porn that you look down.
Oh, okay.
See, but yeah, you're usually just looking, and sometimes you'll get like this kind of like translucent hand, and where you're like, this should be my hand.
It's kind of a Tron, kind of a wireframe thing.
Yeah.
Or
guns.
Yeah, I mean, pow, pow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about shooting
guns. Gun.
I thought you were talking about your guns.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, to be fair, these are, I would say, Glenn Weldon level guns.
Yeah.
And past guest Glenn Weldon has big guns. Hey, Jordan.
Sure, when the Jordan Jesse Go past guest charity boxing match goes off.
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah.
I think we should have him arm wrestle.
Ooh. That'd be great for a podcast to describe it.
Well, compared to boxing?
Yeah.
Boxing is just sickening thuds.
Oh, yeah, exactly. the sound of teeth hitting a mat.
Okay, so that we don't have to do charity boxing matches to support this program, all the kind members of Maximum Fund support it. We're grateful to all of the folks who've gone to MaximumFund.org/donate. We're also brought to you this week by our friends at... ZipRecruiter. You know, ZipRecruiter has a little story to tell you, Jordan.
They do, and they've given it to us right here, and we're going to tell it to you. It's a story about hiring.
You know, hiring can be a slow process, Jordan.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So slow.
Speed it up.
Get me those candidates.
So here's a real story from the folks at ZipRecruiter. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee.
It's a cafe, for God's sake.
You need a director of coffee.
My goodness.
Otherwise, the coffee's just running around with no direction.
Yeah, the tea director was all set. That was locked in, but...
Sure, you had a scone, vice president of scones.
Scone person was... Mm-hmm. This whole scone department was locked and loaded, but...
And then an overseer of the bathroom code.
So Dylan Miskowitz went to ZipRecruiter. He posted his job, and he found the best person for the role in just a few days. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience, in this case, coffee experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people selling individual bananas need not apply.
Sorry. It's for the coffee part of the business only.
And invites them to apply to your job. It's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
You can try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/JJGo. ZipRecruiter.com/JJGo. Try it for free. It's the smartest way to hire.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. We're also brought to you this week by our friends at Dashlane.
Yeah.
You know, you need password management when you're on the internet. You might need a VPN to keep your computer private and anonymous.
Let's say
I won't tell you what kind of stuff you'd be doing. You're trying
to go looking for some Harlem Shake videos.
Exactly. or you're just trying to see what kind of stuff Crash Bandicoot gets up to in his free time.
Right.
Just on the evenings and weekends, what's Crash Bandicoot up to?
I liked Crash Bandicoot Warped, where he had a bazooka.
Dashlane is a password management app that keeps all your online information safe, secure, encrypted, easy to access. It remembers all your passwords, no matter what. You can make up the craziest password in the world. Crash Bandicoot 6969.
Sure.
Or
that is three people listening password.
69 Crash Bandicoot,
yeah.
69.
Any combination of Crash Bandicoot and 69. And I think this has been, and you know, we've been supported by the fine folks at Dashlane before, and I think this is easily everybody's favorite part of the copy. So get ready.
Yeah.
Because go ahead, you can get weird with your passwords, or let Dashlane generate a real stumper for you.
Yeah, it'll do whatever it takes, whatever you need to generate a real stumper, even if you're getting older.
A lot of stress at work.
Yeah. Like, no matter what you need to generate a real stumper. Dashlane's got your back.
They'll keep it safely stored in a password vault only you can unlock. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to check out dashlane.com/JJGo to get Dashlane free on your first device. As a special offer for Jordan Jesse Go fans, they're even offering a 30-day free trial of Dashlane Premium, including VPN, dark web monitoring, and more. If you like it, use code JJGO at checkout to save 10% on your premium subscription. That's dashlane.com/JJGO. Offer code JJGO at checkout to save 10% on your premium subscription.
And remember, it'll help you generate a real stumper.
We'll be back in just a minute on Jordan Jesse Go.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Yippee Wadi Way. Still no nickname. Actually, I'm the man with no nickname.
How about
Whoa.
This?
Oh, kind of that kind of like a spaghetti western type you're the man with no nickname.
Yeah. Can I offer you a callback to what we were talking about between segments that the audience did?
Oh yeah, of course.
I think Astral Train is a pretty good nickname.
The Astral Train.
I misheard the name of a video game called Astral Chain Astral Train, and immediately got excited to play a game where you fly a space train.
No, that's what they call me in the B story of this sci-fi story where I'm a futuristic athlete. Like, oh, that's Astral Train.
Toot toot.
He's like a bad catchphrase.
You know, we're about to play some space ball.
There was a guy in Gears of War who they kept calling back to his time playing. It wasn't Blitzball. What was their dumb future sport in that?
I forgot.
Not a Coltrane.
Blitzball was the dumb future sport from Final Fantasy X.
Yes.
Okay.
But it was Coltrane. And I remember because for 3, they had a level where a map where it was the field.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I can't remember it, but it was Coltrane. I remember that because the line, look at all of that juice.
Wow. Am I sitting here with Coltrane?
It's amazing to be talking to the real Coltrane.
Yeah, you know.
From the video game, we were talking about. When something
anyway, hey, if you're out there on Twitter, hit us with your favorite made-up future sport. Rollerball?
Ooh. Yeah, rollerball's a great example.
Thunderdome?
Thunderdome's yep. another one. I got nothing
Thrash
here.
Ball?
What about
Thrash Ball?
What about Ender's Game?
Sure.
What's the thing called that they play in Ender's Game?
I think it's called... Turns out to be a real war.
Yeah, it turns out to be a real war. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Sorry, if anybody's listening to this who wasn't a 13-year-old nerd at one point who read Ender's Game, then don't even bother.
Yeah.
Why are you still with us?
Orson Scott Card, you're on the canceled cam.
Yeah.
That guy got canceled.
Got canceled.
He did.
Oh, yeah, it was that. What was the Gears of War one, Brian? You looked it up for us.
Yeah,
right?
It was Thrash Ball.
Thrash Ball.
Yeah.
Thrash Ball.
Great sport.
Yeah, that really fits the aesthetic of Gears. Thrash.
Yeah,
ball.
Yes. The Gears of War stuck in a 90s Mountain Dew commercial aesthetic continues.
Oh, yeah.
It's like hockey, but you use flying V electric guitars.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Those games are fun as shit. Oh. I don't have an Xbox anymore, but I miss playing those. Those are really fun. Hey, we got some calls.
Yeah, when something momentous happens to you, we ask you to call us at 206-984-4FUN. That's the Momentous Occasions Hotline. We've been doing this for 12 years. Why are we still doing it? No new ideas. You can also email...
Well, when we do have a new idea, it's... poorly received.
You can email. You can also email a voice memo to jjgo@maximumfun.org. Here's our first call.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, and guests. This is Dr. Well, I guess I probably shouldn't tell you my name. But I've been a doctor for about a year now.
Just leave it a title.
And I have never performed surgery to remove something from somebody's butt before until today when I've removed two things. The first one was a can of White Claw alcoholic seltzer, and the second was a jar of blue paint, which did explode, and so they will take a couple of blue shits. Yeah, pretty momentous. Have a good one.
Bye. That fucking rules.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think they were just making a YouTube video? Or
I feel like it was the last stop on the Blue Man Group tour. They went for it. They were like, let's go.
Somebody drum on a pipe while I shove this White Claw up my ass. Oops, I can't talk.
Blue Man Group talk.
Yeah.
Somebody drum on a pipe while I shove this can of White Claw up my ass. And the other people understand the seriousness of the situation. They just reply, boop ba doop. Like, together, we will drum on the pipe while you jump that White Claw.
I love my favorite part of the call is that moment when we got to the paint can, and he, like, you could feel him fall into Dr. Moe. He was like, well, there will be some paint. it did explode. So there will be.
Yeah, so I just want to let you know, we're going to keep you here for observation. We're going to observe your shits, and
we're going to see what color they are.
Yeah.
We're thinking blue. But, you know, science is full, a world of wonder.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wow. Oh.
Do you think that they put other BuzzFeed article
drinks up their butt?
Yeah.
So, ooh. Like, yeah, do they do this?
Like Four Loko.
Sure.
Yeah.
What are the, okay, so yeah, Four Loko. What else? What is a trendy kind of semi-ironic?
Rebooted Crystal Pepsi?
Oh, ooh. I bet this guy in, this person, I guess we should say, I don't know what the gender of the person shoving the stuff up their ass was.
Yeah.
This person who had the White Claw, do you think, you know, in 2011, 2012, was still shoving Smirnoff Ices up
there.
Yeah, probably.
Some, their bro handed it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, all right.
Extreme icing.
Yeah, wait till you see what I do with this. White Claw, yeah, that it's crazy how much that has blown up. How it started like just in murmurs. People were like, I don't know how I feel about it. And it now it's next
level. I've heard there's a shortage. I mean, possibly because they're up everyone's ass.
There, I feel like for this person, the meme shover, somebody would like say to them, how did this come to be? Mm-hmm. And they just kind of get a wistful look in their eyes and they just say, well, the year was 1992. Mm. I was in a convenience store looking at a bottle of Clearly Canadian.
Sure.
The distinctive shape
of
a bottle of Clearly Canadian.
I think White Claws are in like little cans, though. They're in like little Red Bull cans, right?
Yeah.
What was that drink that had the little balls floating around in it?
Oh, I think it was just called Balls with a Z.
Yeah.
Was it called Balls?
Or was it B-A-W-L, that one? Ball. Oh, yeah,
balls.
With the Z. Yeah, no, you're right. It's B-A-W-L-Z, Balls.
Yeah.
That seems like a gross name for a drink.
Yeah, but I think they just sold it. This was like a kind of a mass market kind of...
I was going to say Orbitz, but that's a gum,
Orbitz.
Right?
I think it was Orbitz.
Orbitz?
With a Z.
Okay.
This was like maybe an attempt to bring boba to the Western world.
Sort of. But what was crazy about it was boba balls are at the bottom of the boba cup.
Right.
Yeah.
And you use the boba straw.
Yeah.
The Orbitz balls were neutral buoyancy in Orbitz.
Right.
They had either manipulated the density of the ball or the drink to the point where it would float around in there but not go down.
Right. Oh, I mean, they were, and I don't think they were tapioca either. They were
human flesh.
To say hooves, ground hooves. Yeah, that was also kind of the time of being able to get like a challenge type item at a liquor store.
Yeah.
Like you would get one of those, you would get some warheads.
Oh yeah.
That powdered candy that came in the vial.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. How much of our generations, Jordan, if you're a little younger than us, but I feel like our generation really got deep into fuck you candy.
Sure.
Or like I would say fuck me, fuck you candy.
Yeah. I'll eat these gummy boogers out of a big nose.
Yeah.
That was a real thing, I think.
What's that? They're made of car battery acid? Awesome. I love car battery acid. My parents say I shouldn't, but I live by my rules.
I'm between 10 and 12.
Specifically. Not 9, not 13.
Yeah, because you had the warheads.
Yeah. Warheads. And then what warheads were like... Warheads were like the peak of it.
Yeah.
But then there was a long, like, denouement, mm-hmm. which was just shit that was topping warheads that would, like, hurt you.
Yeah.
But hey, do challenge candy still exists? I don't know if you guys take the kids to the candy rack of the liquor store when you guys are there buying your old English.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Warheads are still around, but I don't think it's as, like, popping anymore. Now it's... Yeah, I don't know what the gimmick candy is, because I remember you had the fake cigarettes.
Oh yeah,
that
sure.
was a big
oh, yeah.
one.
Puff puff.
You had ring pops, and then the pacifier.
Yeah,
that came along with rave culture.
Yeah,
the pacifier.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That was great. If you're rolling,
oh yeah,
one of those candy pacifiers.
Oh yeah, I would just eat some warheads.
Sure.
Fuck me, fuck you,
fuck you. Everybody, this rave,
the ravers refrain.
Yeah,
fuck me, fuck you.
Did you miss rave culture? I don't know if that was going on.
I was in it.
Whoa.
Yeah, I got so when I graduated high school, I started getting into raving. I went to EDC while it was still out here, right before that girl took too much ecstasy. Then they moved it to Vegas.
The Electric Daisy Carnival?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then I went to, there's the pictures I posted because I found them from Winter Fresh. And it's me in a like black shirt with these like different colored polka dots. And then my wrist is covered in candy.
Wow.
And then I have a huge candy necklace with a plush Stitch doll.
Wow.
And I'm going to see if I can just scrounge it up real quick. And I'm wearing like that. You remember those weird like flap hats, you know, the ones that
Well, like a Charlie Brown hunting hat?
Yes. Okay. I had that on my head, and wow. I was looking
at it. Are you 100% sure that you weren't a rapper from 1991?
Yeah. I mean, that was my rave aesthetic.
The candy is off base here, but you're describing these polka dot shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Ear flap hat. These things are describing somebody on delicious vinyl.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the thing. I was like, I'm a stay true to my roots, but I'm also going to enjoy peace, love, unity, and respect.
And Stitch, of course.
oh, my gosh.
By the way, Iffy's rap name was Plur, for peace, love, unity, and respect.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big thing. That was the thing, like, Plur is dead, y'all. Plur is dead. It's not the same.
Is that the rave version of, you know, well, Punk's dead? Is that...
Yeah, essentially, because it's when, you know, Insomniac came over and, like, and then Hard Summer and these kind of, like, big corporations kind
of... You're just saying silly words.
But this is, like, when raving got corporate.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then
sure.
People are like, oh, man, Plur is dead. This is whack. And I was like, all right, this seems fun.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Me and my Stitch doll will be over here having a great time.
Yeah, I have all Anastasia clothes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Brian, we got another call in the hopper?
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, Brian, and special guest, the ghost of L. Ron Hubbard, Boogie.
Close.
Yeah,
so, my wife's friend used to live next door to us, and she has moved a little while ago. But she got a package delivered last week, and our neighbor passed it off to us to pass off to her. And my wife called a friend, and her friend asked, you know, to open the box so that we could tell her what's inside of it. Inside, there was a cat fountain and an unmarked white box that weighed about 2 pounds. So we just left it sitting on our bathroom floor for a couple of days while we waited for it to pick it up. But curiosity got to me. I'm like, what the fuck is a cat fountain, and what's this other box? So cat fountain is exactly as it sounds. It's a fountain for cats. And this white box, I turn over, I look at all the sides, there's a sticker on it, and apparently this is some kind of sex toy. And so I try to read it, can't really tell what exactly it is, because the name's all truncated to fit on the label and whatnot. But my wife's friend comes over yesterday and picks it up, and she's like, huh. Now, I didn't order either of these. So, you know, she's like, let's open this up, see what it is. And, fucking, it's not actually a sex toy for her. It's a male sex toy with a disturbingly realistic human mouth, which gave them no end of amusement. My wife said while I was at work, they literally played with it for 2 hours, just making the mouth talk to each other, making the mouth kiss each other, teeth bite stuff, give it silly voices, and, yeah, so... She has no penis and no cat, so she gave both of those to us. Apparently, she's part of some kind of program where they send you free things off of Amazon. And you have to just leave a review, and then you get to keep it. So, I don't know. That's the range of products we're working with this program. Cat fountains to sex toys. So who knows what kind of weird, mysterious things she'll get in the mail later. All right. Well, see you guys later. Or listen to you guys later, I guess. All right. Bye.
I think this call was a little judgy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Being a little judgy.
I mean, I was just waiting for it to just take the turn. I was like, so then I came home and I fucked it.
How would you not fuck it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. That's not something I would, and without judgment,
mm-hmm.
It's not something I would buy for myself.
Yeah.
But if it showed up... Give it a whirl.
You know, I did run into one half of this scenario recently.
Uh-huh.
I was just walking on my street, and out by the trash was a discarded cat fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a little note on it that says, you know, just needs, you know, AA batteries, you know, free for the taking. My cat does not enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
And I honestly thought about fucking it.
Yeah.
I thought about bringing
it. That little mustache.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I thought about bringing it in for the cat, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know that she needs a fountain, you know?
Yeah.
What is a cat fountain is for cats that will only drink running water or something?
I think so, yeah. Huh. I think that, yeah, I don't know what the benefit of running water is. Yeah, maybe some cats won't just drink out of a bowl, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's more fun.
That sounds fun.
It does sound fun. Yeah.
God, I'd love to always drink out of a fountain.
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting at the dinner table and you take a few bites of food, you're feeling a little parched and you just turn around and lean over and shove your face in a fountain.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that'd be nice.
Pretty good.
I bet the ancient Romans did that. They were good at that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Aqueducts and shit.
Yeah, I always get like the same level of excitement no matter how many times I might have seen it in like the short time span of a fondue fountain. I'm like, it's about to go down.
It's pretty
I'm gonna sit in front of this for 10-15 minutes and see what I can get up to, you know?
God. Sure. If I had like a chocolate fountain or a caramel fountain, how long would it take if you had it? Let's say you had a chocolate fountain. Let's say
that was actually the name of one of Blippi's videos. Chocolate fountain.
Let's say you were in one of these Amazon programs.
Yeah,
where...
well, hold on. Okay, let's talk about this Amazon program. Do you think that the neighbor, who apparently didn't order this stuff, do you think she was caught with a sex toy?
No, I think she's in
and then she made up this program?
I think this is a real thing for gaming Amazon's rating system, is you provide willing shills with free products in the hopes that they will then leave 5-star reviews and yours will go to the top of the cat fountain rankings.
Huh.
And it's like SEO for selling cat fountains on Amazon.
And it also is realistic mouthed sex toys?
Apparently. I mean, these are not techniques that the most reputable retailers use.
Sure.
Yeah, so I think... You know, if you're making a...
Seems pro so wild to randomly send that to somebody.
If you're Bic, you're not doing this with your pens.
Right. Yeah, you don't need the... they sell themselves.
Yeah, the name says it all.
Yeah.
If you're going to...
Bic.
Yeah.
Is what it says.
Make a shopping
name
list.
Says it all. Bic.
Yeah.
Put a few in your car.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's okay if you lose them. Bic.
Yeah. Bic, it's okay if you lose them. That truly is the brand promise. Of, right? You won't feel bad if you lose it. It may also write.
Sure.
That is not part.
It will write.
Certainly will write is not part of the Bic brand.
Yeah.
It's like 90-10. I'm not saying that it's not. It will usually write.
Yeah, for a, you know, indiscernible amount of time.
But the thing that
my grandfather,
definitely...
John Bic, wanted a product with two things. Something that will write three times and it's cool to step on.
It's no sweat.
Yeah, good.
I think this is totally real. I think people.
Okay.
I think that people are buying positive Amazon reviews of #3 Robocomma.
Mm-hmm.
By sending #3 Robocomma to unsuspecting people who haven't even, like, at some point indicated that singing is their hobby.
How do I get on this list? I'll do that. I'll review some cat fountains. And
you blew it. You didn't get on the list back when you had all those clout points.
Oh, fuck.
Had all those clout points.
Yeah.
Do you remember God. Clout? If he,
yeah,
you
no know. Idea how much
it was
clout
a thing
Jordan
that you
had.
Could you could subscribe to over Twitter, or I guess you could link all your social networks.
Yeah,
clout with a K, and if you had enough or were part of a a desirable influencer group, you could get little freebies.
Oh wow!
And what did I get from clout? I got a couple of McDonald's sandwiches, like when the new white cheddar burger or whatever came out.
That's because Jordan, they could tell using their algorithm, was influential among people with poor eating habits.
Like, this guy looks greasy. The greasy listen to this man. Let's see. I got a Gillette for men. A personal area shaver, which I still use to this day.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Brand loyalty to that.
Yeah.
Jordan really likes to keep it clean down there.
Yeah.
And I got to see the second 300 movie for free, starring the divine Miss Eva Green. She's great in that.
Starring the divine Miss M. That's right. 302 starring Bette Midler.
Right. And Gerard Butler. He kicks her into a pit. It's great. Anyway, Clout's gone.
Oh, right.
I would watch a sequel to 300 that starred Bette Midler and Divine.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Just kick each other into pits.
Yeah.
Love to get kicked into a pit. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What kind of, maybe an asp pit?
Yeah, spikes. Ooh. Spikes are good.
Ooh, that's a great idea. What about ravenous wolves?
Bring on the pits. Whatever. Yeah. What do you got? Can we combine the pits?
What about this?
Yes.
Difficult to remove avocado pits. They're stuck in there really good, and you're like accidentally slicing off chunks of the pit when you're trying to get the avocado out.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get kicked into one of those.
Yeah.
Be
make,
great.
Make a nice toast or something.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. We're millennials after all.
Yeah. We died in hell.
Bro, overall, we're older millennials, but we're still millennials, I think. Don't look at me like that.
Oh, no, I'm an older millennial, too. I'm on this old spectrum.
Retro cyclist's cap.
I'm an ex-millennial.
That's a really important, by the way, in Metal Gear Solid lore.
What is?
The Exennials.
Oh, yeah. That does sound like something that would be in Metal Gear Solid. Good job.
Thank you, Jesse.
Very good.
I better say the name of a baseball player from the late 80s and early 90s to refocus my brand.
Blue Man Group, what are you doing here? You're going to shove it where? Okay. Goodbye, Zima.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Hello there, ghouls and gals. It is I, April Wolf. I'm here to take you through the twisty, scary, heart-pounding world of genre cinema on the exhilarating program known as Switchblade Sisters. The concept is simple. I invite a female filmmaker on each week, and we discuss their favorite genre film. Listen in closely to hear past guests like The Babadook director, Jennifer Kent, Winter's Bone director, Deborah Granick, and so many others every Thursday on MaximumFun.org. Tune in if you dare.
It's actually a very thought-provoking show that deeply explores the craft and philosophy behind the filmmaking process while also examining film through the lens of the female gaze. So, like, you should listen.
Switchblade Sisters. La, 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 la,
la, la, la. Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, I'm Graham.
And we're two house DJs who have been trapped inside our drum machine.
We love it here, and we'd love if you stopped by and visited us every week on Stop Podcasting Yourself
here on MaximumFun.org.
We're just a couple of doofuses from Canada.
And listen to our show or perish. Stop podcasting yourself
on MaximumFun.org.
Jordan, Jesse, go. Jesse Thorne,
yeah.
America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
If you want anyway, the guy with the voice.
Mm, he does have a voice.
Yes. I know.
Look, literally and metaphorically.
Mm, sure.
This guy's got a platform.
Right.
He's out
to
here.
To speak his mind.
He's saying
about
what
these
he thinks about.
Snowflakes.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
If he take
it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you go online and people complain about a pregnant Sonic. I'm like let's see more. Let's see more of that.
Thank you.
I want to see Sonic give birth.
Yes, King.
Why?
Slay. Slay, King.
Why are the SJWs,
right?
They say, I can't say certain words, and Sonic can't give life to the world.
Right. Yes. Pregnant Sonic. Tonight we stand a legend.
Yes. Thank you. Did you see?
Yes. Slade Knuckles.
Did you see that one, like, there's that screen grab going around on Twitter of that one, like, edgy, take no shit comic, and it's his, like, it's like three bits from his stand-up special, like three pictures, and it's like, it's like, people in all these genders, you don't know who is trans. Mamma Mia.
Wow. Yeah. Mamma Mia. What bathroom do I use? Yeah.
Mamma Mia. Is it Mario?
Yeah, that's...
Is Mario me. Turned alt-right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. I saw the other day, I saw a... So somebody that I follow on Twitter had complained to one of the big comedy clubs here in Los Angeles about a thing that happens far too often, which is a 70,000-person lineup with no women in it at all. Like, where you're like, there's literally 14 people on this list.
I just don't define them as a funny as a man.
And... So there was a comic.
Mario.
There was a comic who was replying, defending the club and being like, "Look, they gotta book the people to bring in the whatever." And he's just in his avatar. He was wearing a baseball cap backwards, and I was like, "That is the information I need to discard this opinion."
Was it Jamie like, Kennedy?
Unless it's Ken Griffey Jr., I do not need to believe anything from any comedian wearing a backwards baseball cap.
Oh my gosh.
I just don't need to hear about your period. That's
I
Mario
think you are
speaking.
Hysterical. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am just trying to make a ravioli. Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
Straganona.
Yes.
We make too much pasta.
Is that a witch?
She's a witch. And, of course, Big Anthony thinks he wants to make pasta for everybody. He learns, you know about this, of course. He learns the magic incantation.
It's from Metal Gear Solid.
For infinite pasta.
For Peace Walker and
for
Peace
Evangelion,
Walker.
But only the new translation.
Sure. Uh-huh.
So he learns the incantation to make infinite pasta.
Yep.
But he forgets to fucking learn the incantation to stop making pasta. Oh. So pretty soon, this whole fucking village is covered in pasta. And you know what these people are saying? Mamma mia!
Mamma mia. Snowflakes. Mia. Can't eat enough pasta.
Oh, my God. Dude, you got to just...
Snowflakes and their Atkins diet.
Right. Yes.
Snowflakes and their celiac diseases.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank
fucking
you.
Snowflakes. Each one different from the other.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, there's no safe spaces in the Mushroom Kingdom. That's why. That's why.
Sure,
Peach
yeah.
Keeps getting kidnapped.
Bowser could grab you anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
He could grab you on Rainbow Road.
Yeah, you know.
He could grab you in an underwater level.
Yeah, back before me and Mr. Kong, squashed our beef. He was picking you up, taking you on the top of a building,
sure.
Stomping it a few times.
Yeah. Can't even walk around New Donk City anymore and enjoy the traditional festival.
New Donk City?
That's where Mayor Pauline is the mayor of.
That's where Diddy Kong lives in the animated reboot of the Wesley Snipes classic New Jack City.
Yeah.
Yes, that is it.
A line that I heard when I was... I had to be very young and still won't forget to this day the final kind of like climax of Ice-T with a gun pointed at Wesley Snipes, I believe. And he says, "I want to shoot you so bad, my dick is hard."
Wow. Mamma mia. It's in the director's cut. He says, "Mamma mia."
We decided to cut the Mamma Mia bit out,
yeah.
you know.
But that's why you got to buy the Laserdisc, you know.
Iffy, of course, you're the host of Hushacha.
Yes.
Or the movie podcast right here at Max Fun. You recently rewatched Avatar.
Yes.
Seems like that would be a bad thing to watch in 2Ds.
Oh, yeah. It was very bad. I did not enjoy it. There are lots of shots to show off 3D that I didn't appreciate because I wasn't watching it in 3D. It was like, yeah. Look at this majestic scene and this beast. It's nipples.
Plus, every time you look down, you're like, I'm not blue. It really takes me out
right,
of
Yeah.
You know.
Do you think that person who put the paint up their butt was just doing Avatar cosplay?
Oh, maybe.
Like a more organic
maybe
form.
Maybe they were trying to become a Na'vi.
Yeah.
One part white claw, one part paint.
Maybe the person who called in was the set doctor for Avatar, the reboot.
Anything you're excited about coming up on Hushacha? Any films that you're looking forward to seeing rather than dreading watching?
You know, definitely It Chapter 2. I normally hate scary movies, but something about the It movies do it for me. Also,
I feel like whenever I watch a scary movie, it fails to capture the spirit of the original scary movie.
Yeah,
which
is Marlon Wayans'
favorite movie of all time.
And where's a scene where a woman gets pinned to the ceiling with cum?
I'm glad we were both thinking of the exact same thing.
Yeah, if that happens. A man comes so much, a woman gets rocketed up and pinned to the ceiling.
And they reprise it in a new way in Scary Movie 2.
Do they?
Yes, they find a new way to do it.
See, this is why you got the gig, Iffy. Yes. You know the whole oove.
Yes, the trivia.
Look, you know the whole oove.
Yeah, I minored in cum cinema.
Sure, yeah.
So any movie that features explosions of cum. So there's something about Mary.
Right.
Scary Movie.
Great. He's one of the great cum films of the 90s.
Mostly that scene in Moonlight where he wipes his hand in the sand to get the cum off.
Yeah.
That I was all on that.
it's been a joy to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can folks find you elsewhere? Are you making any in-person appearances? You got any social media you'd like to share?
Oh yeah, Iffy Wadiwe, IFYNWADIWE on Twitter and Instagram. IFD's on Twitch if you like watching people play video games. I do that. And yeah, if you go to the social medias, you'll know when I'm doing shows, because usually I don't. I do know in October I'll be in Houston with the White Women guys. White Women, my improv team, not the gaggle of women that
kind of
I'm,
person.
Not the kind of person that I'm harassing on the street as they walk to their cars.
Not the movie White Girls either.
Yeah, not the movie White Girls.
Speaking of the oof.
Yeah,
right.
The improv group I'm in, not the people I asked to smile more when they pass me on the street.
He doesn't really do these things.
Yeah,
really
I don't.
He does really impregnate Sonic. But
yeah,
the
yeah.
rest of it was ironic.
Everything is fake. But yeah, no, we'll be performing in the Houston Improv Fest and then St. Louis in a different month.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yeah.
Try the local barbecue.
Ooh.
Hot tip.
Yeah. Hot tip. All right. At first, I was going.
It's crazy, but.
Yeah. Because I was going to start No Barbecue October, but I think I'm going to push it back.
I mean, the charity that it benefits
is really going to
be disappointed. It's a charity for.
Sides?
Sides. Slaw charity.
Corn on the cob. And cornbread. Yeah.
Like little corn on the cobs, like a third of a full corn cob.
Right. Yes, yeah.
Brian Sonny D. Fernandez is the producer of Jordan Jesse Go. He's the one whose laughter occasionally pierces the thin walls of this recording studio. You can find us on Twitter at Jesse Thorne, at Jordan _ Morris. You can find us on Facebook by liking Jordan Jesse Go, joining the Max Fun Facebook group. There's always fun Jordan Jesse Go chat in there. You can also find us on Reddit at MaximumFun.reddit.com, where you will find cool folks
and chill on how to watch porn on your VR headset.
Yeah.
Somebody will break it down for you at MaximumFun.reddit. You need somebody to break it down.
There.
Yeah, tag you if D's, and I'll come in and I'll explain the whole process to you.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Audience supported.